here it is, a Saturday in CCO land. Time for another wine chat. We, with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Normally it would be Jack Farrell, but it's Ted Farrell today. We haven't talked to Ted for quite some time. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today on this blustery day?
Well, I'm hanging in there in spite of what, like, a lot of folks are fighting is some crazy virus or two, but we'll get through it. I hope you and your family are okay.
Everyone seems to be all right. You know, my father just stepped onto a plane and he's off to Piedmont, Italy, as we speak. So, well, you got the JV today.
Well, I tell you what, he deserves it. He never gets out anywhere.
No, you say almost a shut-in these days where you just, you know, poor guy doesn't get out at all. And, you know, now it's like let the dog out of the kennel.
Say, before we get into the topic of the day, I just want to remind our listeners, as something you know and your brother Bo, that we are good to go on the Sonoma Wine Tour for next May. Pretty excited about
that. You are correct. We're still kind of formulating exactly where and who we're going to stop by and see during that trip. But it is a very, very exciting and a very fun time. I mean, it, you know, emphasis on good neighbor trip. I mean, everybody who goes, there's a lot of familiar faces, but in the past there are some new people. But at the end of the trip, everybody were good friends, good neighbors.
Yeah,
I know a lot of the group kind of keep in touch with one another. But you know, it was kind of neat as the trip progressed. You saw people pairing up and going out to dinner with one another, and just everybody had a grand time. I mean, it's a good, fun time.
And it's going to be May 2 through 6 next year, and it's only a four-day trip. That's what a lot of people like about it. It's not taking up a whole lot of your time, and you don't have to be a wine expert either. We have you guys.
No, Bo and I aid in that. You know, a few bad jokes aside, we help with educating people. But, you know, on those kind of trips, I always say you need an open mind and an open mouth.
That's right.
You try certain wines, and, you know, there's something about the wine industry where, you know, getting in front of the person who made it and getting them, you know, seeing what they're doing, that's where you really get the perspective of the wine industry, where, you know, there are certain industries where it is, you know, a spreadsheet and an ordered form, and that's really all you need. But it's really, truly interesting, and it really gains an appreciation of the consumer when you see that things. And that's one reason why my father, my brothers, and I, you know, travel all around the world, is you're maintaining those relationships, you know. And it isn't just a handshake and a check goes here, a check goes there. It's hearing about a family story, whether it's the Farrell family or the Dugliani family, which my father's going to go see right now in Piedmont, Italy, or, you know, all the different wineries that are in California and all their stories, like the Pedronatellis, et cetera, et cetera.
I was really impressed the last couple of times we went there because, well, you Haskell's know these folks personally, but they are some of the nicest. They're like the salt of the earth people, you know. They're really friendly and open.
Well, you know, they truly are, and, you know, most of them are flat, you know, and no kind of detriment, are farmers.
Yes,
they're
right.
Working the earth. They're, you know, the toils and their labors out there, and all their pride is in what they produce that year. And, you know, they only get one harvest a year, and they're out there toiling, whether it's, you know, worrying about bud break, worrying about too much rain, too little rain, all that. You know, it's really a parent worrying about their children. How are they going to turn out? How are they going to turn out? And when they see somebody sitting down and, you know, first of all, making this step out to go out and go to the source itself, right there, that's a little form of pride for them. But then more importantly, once they see people taste their wine, taste literally the fruits of their labors, you know, it does the person proud. So they're just, not to mention, you know, in California, in Napa, or especially in Sonoma, it isn't too bad of a place to live either. So I think those guys already have an edge up on happiness.
That's for sure. Well, it's a holiday vacation tour with thanks to Haskell's, too. Just get on the web, holidayvacations.com, but we'll give you a phone number later on, and you can order that brochure, which they tell me, Ted, it's going to be out in about 2 weeks or so. So
perfect.
That's
don't give me any timelines because I'll wreck them and miss them and all that. I'll put the really important people in charge of that.
Again, it's May 2 through 6 of next year, so come with us. All right, what can we chat here for the next few minutes, Ted?
Well, the next few minutes, you know, one thing that is abound right now in this neck of the woods is tailgate season. And, you know, everybody, you know, whether it's their soccer club or their football club, whether it's their high school or university, whatever, it's that time of the season where people kind of pack up a cooler and head on out to whatever parking lot and kind of enjoy and relax and get all prepped up for the game. And, you know, there's always a couple little tips that I have for when you pack those things. And one little tip is I would always say pack a little extra alcohol, whether it's a couple extra bottles of wine, maybe another 12-pack of beer, you know, that kind of thing in your cooler. Just because, you know, tailgating is a really great social event where you drop your tailgate, you know, you have your spot. There's maybe the two or three cars down of friends of yours, and it's a very communal, atmosphere. So you always want a little extra to share. And the other tip I always kind of like to say is, for me, especially during day games, I prefer to have more white wine, like a Great Fog Mountain Sauvignon Blanc. Any really Sauvignon Blanc would do, but that's one of my favorites. But, you know, it's light, it's easier, it's refreshing, it doesn't kind of weigh you down. It goes well with a lot. During the day, I'll stay away from the reds, not to denote them. I mean, usually at a good tailgate, you do have some ribs and some brats, so maybe a little Domaine Cambus. Cote d'Aron is a very good wine as well. But for me, I stick to mostly the whites. And kind of the other little tip I like to say is always, with those whites or with your wines, maybe make sure that you use or select a wine that has one of the screw caps on it. The reason being, you'd hate to be out in the middle of the tailgate and realize you don't have a corkscrew. So this way you can just kind of crack it open. And, you know, the Stilvin enclosure or that screw cap has really revolutionized the wine industry for the fact that, you know, A, it's showing that people, you don't have to have a cork. It's breaking some of the trends. But, you know, it's a nice, easy, convenient way to access your wine.
It really is, and you don't see anything negative about the screw caps, do you? I find them perfect.
Yeah, on a rare occasion, you hear about a wine being tinned. You know, the old days with cork, you heard about the wine being corked, and yeah, there's a chemical compound in the cork itself that can kind of wreck the wine, and you know it's wrecked when you open it up and you pour it out, and it smells like wet cardboard. That's part of being corked. And on a rare occasion, you'll hear about a wine being tinned. And the reason why it's tinned is there might be a small, small flaw in the rubber cap seal where the wine is being exposed to the literal metal cap throughout its life in the bottle. But, you know, that's just one of those things. You know, there's all kinds of new closures. Right now, I still scratch my head at it. There's some new wines that have come out in the can. And that's a new revolutionary thing where you can bring your wine anywhere. For me, I don't want to be snobby or stuffy. I can't embrace it the way I embrace the Stilvin. But, you know, it's just sort of the mouthfeel kind of aspect. But then again, it's a great way, like if you're bringing a can, you know, I think you could bring that up into the Boundary Waters then. So you can bring some wine along with you that way and pour it out into a glass. But, you know, they're trying all kinds of new devices to hold the wine, whether it is more, you're seeing more and better wines go in the bag in the box, you're seeing more things like the Stilvin, or people are just trying everything in the wine industry and see what sticks to the wall, i.e. wine in a can. Who knew?
Who knew is right. We've got about a minute or so to go. What do you think about those synthetic corks?
Well, the synthetic corks are a very good closure system, but a long time ago, we sat down with the winemaker, and it was kind of a neat experiment what he had. He had two bottles of wine, one with the cork and one with the plastic, and then that he had bottled a year and a half or 2 years ago, and then some that he had with a cork and a plastic one that he had bottled almost 7 or 8 years ago. And the interesting thing was the young wine with a plastic cork was just dynamic, and the one with the cork was a little bit odd. It didn't kind of really seem a happy wine. And then when we tasted the older wines, and the wine that was exposed to the cork for the longer period of time was a far superior wine. I mean, you would have thought you were drinking two entirely different wines the whole time, but it was the same wine. And the reason being is that cork does allow some oxygen passage through it over the course of time, so it allows that wine to develop. Those plastic corks, really, once you slide it in, the door is shut, it's sealed off, not a lot's being exposed. Now, there are some guys trying some new technology that allows some oxygen to pass through those synthetic corks, and they're still developing those. But that's the only thing. For short-term storage or for short-term usage, you know, the plastic cork is great. But if you're putting, you know, a fine wine down for a long period of time, still nothing beats good old-fashioned cork.
Real cork. Well, I tell you what, if you're going to be tailgating or maybe just have an intimate dinner at home, those folks at Haskell's are the ones who will help you out any which way.
You are correct. You know, we can't make the meal or pack the cooler for you, but we can definitely recommend you what to put in that particular cooler for that tailgate, no matter if it's your favorite university or high school or high school team, or just even if you want to just go out to the park and have a picnic. Haskell's is a place to pick up lots of wines, and it's a great place to save a lot on wines. And there's a Haskell's near you anywhere in the metro area. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturdays. We have a Haskell's out in Minnetonka, Haskell's in Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen, Plymouth. We also, if you're out east, we have the Haskell's in White Bear Lake, Woodbury. And if you're going all the way out to the river to maybe see some fall colors, you could stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. And don't forget, if you want to go play a little bit, get one last day in, even though it's a little rough for it, to hit Haskell's Excelsior in downtown Excelsior. And if you can't do any of that, then always find us at Haskell's.com or at CCO/wine. And you can find Haskell's that way as well.
Sounds mighty fine. Ted, will your dad be back for next week, or will we chat again?
I think he will not be back per se, but I think he will be able to call from Piedmont.
Ooh, how exciting.
If I'm not mistaken.
All right.
So it'll be... Yeah, just right now, he literally sealed the door, and he's, you know, wheels up about 20 minutes ago. So.
Outstanding. Beautiful part of the world. Well, Ted, it was great chatting with you. I know we'll chat again before May, but thanks again for your help. Always fun.
Oh, I look forward to the big trip. It's going to be fun.
It will. Thank you, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's here on 830 WCCO.